Okay, let me tell you what else was in that set. I played Utopia with Feet Don't Fail Me Now, Adam Ant, one of my most popular songs on this show, Beat My Guest, Yodeling Adam Ant, Indication by the Zombies. I haven't played that one in a long time, and I love the Zombies so much. Ron Dante doing the Dance of the Week intro with a very, very fuzzy guitar opening. So in the third act of The Sneetches, Sylvester McMuckin-McDean once again appeals to his original target audience, the Sneetches, who didn't have stars at the beginning of our story. He reminds them that he can remove their stars, too. Of course, the price goes up. At this point, we see Sneetches handing over wheelbarrows full of money and running through that machine willy-nilly. They enter with stars and exit without them and run back in and get more. They get stars, they remove stars, they get multiple stars. They get so many stars, at the end, they're all giddy, broke, and have no memory where they began. And this serves as a great equalizer. And the ultimate lesson is that the stars are meaningless. They're frivolous things. All Sneetches are the same underneath. The Sneetches is obviously a story about prejudice and social inequality. Stars Upon Thars was the original name of the Sneetches, and Dr. Seuss published it in 1961. However, I did not find that out until after I gave my episode that title today. One great mind and one minuscule mind think alike. In the future, meaning in 2 minutes, Richard Wigg will be here to host the Wig Out. So stay tuned. Following Richard, we have Harry Parmenter with the Fun House. Lots of fun left here tonight on Swingin' Sundays. Hey, this is Becky, and I am concluding this week's edition of Bubblegum OD. Thanks for joining me, and I hope to see you here next week. Meow.
dance with silver moon steps on the love couch of the sand. I will sing and play a fairy reel upon the swanee lute, a tale of silver sandals of an elf who loved to fish, for the twinkles in the evening waves with an oaken dish. As you skip and spin and reel, can you loose thy velvet band and send thy mane a tossing to the kissing of the moon? Thine eyes will open love to the allness of the smallness and the starry sky above. Send thy mane a-tossing to the kissing of the moon. And as you bid me enter, thine eyes will open love to the allness of the smallness and the starry sky above.
This week's Wig Out with the BFTG Classic, the travel agency from Chicago, Jailbait, an early life lesson for a lot of us there, baby. That is on the Zordan label. All right. Welcome to the Wig Out. I'm Richard Wig. I'm going to be blasting out the blastals here from the Bucker Studio at the Wigwam. Give me an all right. All right. Yes, middle hour, swinging Sunday. Becky gets things started with Bubblegum OD at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then here we are from the 8 to 9 o'clock hour, wigging out and flipping out at the Wig Out, baby. And then at 9, in an hour's time. In an hour's time, be patient. At 9, Harry takes over. Harry Parmenter takes over with the Funhouse. Close out the weekend in style. Yes. Jailbait by the Travel Agency is a little bit on the lo-fi side. Let's go a little bit to the higher-fi side. Is that a word? Higher-fi? Well, here we go. Here's the Blues Magoos, one by one.
My dressing. and there's a flower in May.
I see her out with that guy. You know it makes me just feel like dying. Now look, see the way, see the way, see the way he's kissing her. Now look, see the way, see the way, see the way he's kissing her. What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's helper, and it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Things are different today. I hear every mother say, cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she finds a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. She took four more. What a drag it is getting old. Men just aren't the same today. I hear every mother say, they just don't appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy, you can tranquilize your man. So go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. And for help you through the night, help to minimize your plight. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. What a drag it is getting old. Life's just much too hard today. I hear every mother say, the pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter
from Mankato, Minnesota, the Bedlam 4, 1966, No One Left to Love. Actually, that was recorded in 66. It was later issued about 20 years later by the Cape Crusader label. Thank you, Cape Crusader guys, for saving the day and getting that onto vinyl and properly issued. It lived its life for about 20 years in acetate form, and then we appreciate the Cape Crusader guys for getting that out. The Bedlam 4 going all Yardbirds there at the end of No One Left to Love. All right, we also have the Rolling Stones, 1966, No Jones, No Stones. Mother's Little Helper on a Canadian London issue. Thank you, Glynis. Also, thank you to Diana, who bought that originally and put her name on it so she'd be able to bring it home after going to record parties. And then it made its way here to the Wigwam. All right. And then from Sydney, the Black Diamond, See the Way, a 1966 single on Festival Records. And from Cincinnati, Sonny Flaherty and the Mark V, Hey Conductor, 1967. Actually, they're from Dayton, excuse me, not from Cincinnati, from Dayton. It's a 45 on Phillips Records. And then moving up to 1968, from Fresno, the Canterbury Fair, Song on a Monday Morning. They're only 45 on the Koala label. Let me start it off with a group most of you should be familiar with, the Blues Magoos, 1967, One by One. 45 on Mercury Records. Friends, Wig Folk, you are tuned to the Wig Out here on the WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream. I'm Richard Wig, your weekly host here as we blast out the blastables from the Bunker Studio at the Wigwam. All right, let's go to Connecticut. Here's the Squires. Go ahead.
Run, 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 baby, run. got to be. That's the way it's got to be.
Closing out that set with Happy Jack, single from 1966. It's a U.S. Decca release that we have there, pointing that out, because we played a British Decca 45 prior to that, The Poets from Glasgow, 1965. That's the way it's got to be, and that's produced by Andrew Luke Oldham. And so we're pitting Shel Talmy and Andrew Luke Oldham back-to-back there. Oh, man. And then we also had Manfred Mann's single prior to that, 1966, Semi-Detached Suburban Mr. James, 45 on Mercury Records. You have that on a U.S. promo, same on both sides. And then also from England, the Hollies, you know them. Hollies Every Week, 1966. Don't Run and Hide, the flip side of Bus Stop. That's on the U.S. Imperial label. And then we were in the States for the first two tracks of that middle set. The Gestures from Mankato, Minnesota. Run, Run, Run on Soma Records. And we start off with the Squires from Bristol, Connecticut, 1966. Their only single on Atco Records. We usually play Going All the Way, which is a classic Pebbles and Garage number. Man, all the DJs love that one. We flipped it over. and played Go Ahead, which has this really cool, chimey, birdsy folk rock quality to it. I just love that track. Haven't played it in a while. Thought we would flip that one over, give it a spin, and blast it out, baby. Chime it out and blast it out. Oh, yeah. I'm Richard Wigg, your humble host here of The Wigg Out, here every Sunday, 8 to 9 o'clock hour. It is my honor and privilege to be here every Sunday, spending an hour with you. I love that y'all come and spend time here with me and my records. Participate in the chat. You find us in the archives. I really appreciate those of you that take the time to purposely seek us out in the archives. WFMU.org, baby! Yes! All right, let's rough it up here for this last set. Let's rough it up. Also from Connecticut, here's the Stains, Now and Then.
Yeah, man on the side.
peeling the paint off the bunker studio at the Wigwam. Yeah, baby, that is the Swamp Rats from Pittsburgh, 1967. No Friend of Mine, a 45 on St. Clair. That is a cover of the Sparkles' original No Friend of Mine, which we played last week. I believe we played it recently. Flipping through the 45 boxes, my fingers came across the section for the Swamp Rats, so I had to pull that out and blast it out, baby. Oh, man. Peeled the paint off the walls here. We also had the Beaver Patrol from Hollywood, Florida. Hollywood FLA. ESP is what they call that. 1967. That is, of course, is heavily inspired by the Pretty Things LSD. That's a 45 on Columbia Records. I believe they're only 45. And then also from Pittsburgh, the Centuries. 1967, I believe their final 45, and I cried on the BB label. Two letters, B and B. BB, all right. And then the Change of Times from New York City, 1965. How is the air up there? 45 on Phillips Records. Heavy fuzz, man. Heavy fuzz sound for 1965. And from Fort Worth, the Barons singing about their draft cards. Don't Burn It, Baby, 1966. 45 on Brownfield Records. And then we started off the Stains from New Haven, Connecticut. Now and Then, 1966. Roughing it up here to start off this last set on Lotus Records. Friends, Wig Folk, that brings us to the end of this week's Wig Out. Yeah, blasting out some 45s here this week. A mixed bag of 45s. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed spinning it. I enjoyed talking about it. Love these records. Love the time that we spend together. We're going to make way for Harry. Make way for Harry. Harry's coming in at the top of the hour in a couple of minutes with the Fun House. All right. What was Jimi Hendrix doing in 1966? He was playing with Curtis Knight, and they put out this great 45 called Hornet's Nest. It's an original instrumental that Jimmy wrote. I just love this track so much, man. It is so crazy. It's on the RSVP label. All right, we're going to get out of the way so you can hear as much of this as possible. All right, Wig Folk, be weird this week. We will be back next week, Wigsters. Same wig time, same wig channel. All right.
I want you. Do I need you? Baby, baby, I try so hard to please you, 'cause your sweet love is driving me crazy. I can't get enough of your love, baby, baby, and it's true that I need you. Ooh, how I love you. Spend the days and nights thinking of you. I love you more and more every day, and I can't get enough of your love, baby, baby. Stay a little while.
To the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House.